for our own access. So as you choose the light, as you choose your empowerment, as you choose your victory, we open up to heaven's consent. That means we come into agreement with our higher placement, our higher truth, our higher derivative, our higher standard. So in other words, we have our higher self that's guiding us in each moment. That's very, very essential, that it's not like there's some outside source that we have to beg to reach, that we have to plead, get on our knees, like maybe we'll be lucky in this lifetime, maybe we'll win the lottery. So this is what we're releasing. We're releasing like we're looking for handouts, we're looking for privilege, like there's something outside of us that has to agree with what it is we're seeking. And we're coming into our own evolution of wisdom where we understand that we're holding the cards. So it's sort of like playing a card game. Which card are you going to use? Which card are you going to select? Which card are you going to master? So as you will afford yourself riches, as you will afford yourself riches, this means we forgive ourselves. This means we release the illusion of poverty. So this is the dream of separation. This is all of this antiquated remembrance. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Or receiving, you know, the guilt that was passed down for generations, or the teacher's reprimand, whatever it is. Remember, it's a dream. It's an extension of your own belief in separation. This is essential. This is where we're really becoming empowered states of union, because we've been dreaming fallacy, we've been dreaming separation, we've been dreaming like head knocks, in other words, just being tossed around, believing that somehow there's a force outside of us. And so because we were trained to believe that, we experienced that. So as we will come, and they're showing me like being in the stockades, like you're stuck, you're not going anywhere. So as we come into abundance, as we come into, here comes Lakshmi. So again, spiritual prosperity. We just don't want a golden coin. We really, someone's like, yeah, we do. We really don't. Because what happens when that golden coin is spent? Then what do we do? What we want is spiritual prosperity. What we want, they're going cha-ching, cha-ching. What we want is to come under the umbrella, come under the guidance of our own availability, because that's long lasting. That means wherever I go all day long, I'm heavenly presented, I'm heavenly sent. I have access to, and they're showing me like a tree. And in this tree, it's like the golden coins are in the tree. Again, this is all symbolic of the wealth of sacred wisdom, of sacred knowledge that's due us as we seek application. So that means we notice our old commodity. This is essential. Notice where we're still believing in scarcity. Notice when our first premise is to be fearful. So it's like, oh gosh, I hope this doesn't happen, or how do I keep this from occurring? It's okay to open up to our grand pleasure, but we do it with the awareness and knowledge that we're perfectly safe. So notice your safety factor. Do you feel safe, or do you immediately like, oh, I'm gonna be tossed by the winds, by the waves, whatever it may be? Because what we're learning to do is to seek higher guidance, to seek higher glory, to seek higher altitude, higher response. Because when we align with our true nature, with our true realm, what we do, it's sort of like we throw out the playthings. It's not that form is still not gonna exist, it is. But we're seeking holy matrimony so that we are vibrating our vibration, our dimensional follow-through is existing on another platform and another field of endeavor. Because remember, everything coexists, But what we experience is based on the frequency that we have consented to. So this is where the more that we pay attention to our readiness, we pay attention to our willingness to come home, our willingness to seek higher attainment, our willingness to say yes to that overview, that higher guidance, that allowance that is affording us new placement. So what I'm literally seeing is like we're showing up, like imagine you're painting and you got an easel and you have paints, but some of those paints are dried up, and the dried up paints really represent what we paint. We're the artist. And so we're actually dictating our lives. We're painting with consciousness. Now, some of it serves us, and we bring forth windfall. We bring forth our beauty. Some of it is very dry. And so we're painting, and it's not really bringing us what we want. And we're saying, yeah, life's out to get us. Well, we want to take responsibility and ownership for the paints that we're creating with. So what we're literally being shown is an exchange program. So then as we notice those dried out paints, it is offered new availability, so brand new paints. So really understand that you're the artist, you're the painter of your landscape, and you can paint to your heart's content. So you can paint out of resentment, you can paint out of bitterness, you can paint out of fear. Free will. But as we open up, as we seek higher awareness, as we seek higher guidance, as we seek higher partnership, and as we offer that for all terrain, in other words, this is not just me, myself, and I. We come into every transaction. How do I create income? How do I create better circumstances? Now we're in the realm of separation, and now we're in ego. So what we're saying is I got to take care of me. And so that's what we're sending out. And we're going to experience life acting that way towards us. It's a given. It has to be, because that's the pain we are creating out of. So as we create out of abundance, realizing there's enough for all, as I serve the one, as I serve truth, as I serve light, as I serve higher recognition, I create through my blessings. I create through higher awareness. And as I offer that, as I claim that for myself, for all to appreciate, for all to receive, for all to enjoy, for all to witness. There's the Fool card again. So there's a reason he's called a fool, because in the linear stance, it doesn't make sense. What he does is not logical. What do you mean you're going off and following your heart? What do you mean you're offering, you're sharing your last piece of bread? Trusting that higher merger. When I offer what I have with abundance, with love, serving the soul's remembrance, I'm demonstrating abundance. I'm reminding myself I am always one with divinity. And so what we do is we eliminate, gosh, they're saying like the trash. And what we do is create new life. So instead of creating out of darkness, we all don't like darkness, we want the light. So we want to notice what we create out of. And so as we notice it without blemish, without fear, in other words, it takes great courage to notice what's actually going on. No one wants to do that. So this is why it's like the projection of the blame game. The problem is, if only they exist because of the consciousness we keep. So when it gets that clear, the they is our own dream state. Now here's the good news. That means we get to move into accelerated vision, because we're totally in charge of that. So again, I just see like exchanging. Take this tile out, put this tile in. Take that paint tube that's all dried out, put this new fresh one in. So as we will accelerate our journey, as we will open up to our light, as we will open up to our true remembrance, there is an offering, there is divine compensation in the here now. And this is as real gets, because this is dream state. When light beings come to visit us, when Bashar comes to channel for us, they report that they have to enter a dream state to reach what we call reality. It's their dream world that they come to hear. We're dreaming. So as we consent to real life, this is the offering. The offering is, it's like the day of second chances, and the energy coming through my crown chakra and the star, soul star chakra is inviting, be ready, enlightened awareness. Enlightened awareness is not a secret. It's here. It's ready. It's heaven sent. It's what we came into the darkness with. It's who we are. We don't need to bargain for it. We need to open up to full possession. That means choosing a new way. That means leaving the old turnstile, leaving the old program, leaving the old dogma, leaving the old teachings. If you want to know what your teachings and beliefs are, look at your relatives. Look at those that reared you. Whoever that may not be a relative. Look at those that influenced you and look at what they believe. Look at what they say when they speak with you. Then you'll know what needs attending to. Not in error, not in judgment, but in performance value. If you want your car mechanic to fix your car, you don't want them to just make up what might be wrong with the car. You want them to do some investigating. Look under that hood for me. What's going on? So as we will receive our offering, we've got the emerald tablets here, and we've got, I cannot pronounce this name. Someone please help me at the end. T-O-T-H, though. His energy's here. Even if I can't pronounce him, he's here with emerald tablets of assurance. Now, this is energy. This is quickening. So it's not an intellectual exercise. It's a readiness. It's a promotion. It's a receivership. It's a divine orchestration of our alliance, our assurance that we're ready for promotion. We're ready for prosperity. Gotta learn my master names. So there's another, I'll just call Energy Serapis Bay, I believe he is. We'll check that out later. Again, offering us a simulation. Padmas and Bhavas here. So these, they're saying to think of them as talisman, even though they're masters in their own right. They're indicating it's antiquated for us to feel little smaller, like, oh, the great masters are here, let us bow. Let us recognize our own divine status. So when they're saying to see them as talisman, it's to see them as an aspect of our own true nature, an aspect of our own true accelerated performance. In other words, it's like as we receive these energies, as we receive these liftoffs, we merge with our truth. We merge with our truth. We've got Shakti, like the divine feminine energy. So it's like this birthing energy of the great mother, this birthing energy. So as we will allow ourselves our wholeness, as we will allow ourselves a rite of passage, as we will allow ourselves our true dictate, we receive our heavenly bliss. Now, I literally have everyone seated, what do the heck they call that? Like Indian style, seated like around in a circle, and everyone's like holding an infant. The infant is representing your own Christ child, your own Christed awareness. And it's an infant because you're learning how to perceive anew. And this is not about Christianity. This is about wholeness, recognition, to see without past orchestration. So that means the old beliefs, the old timetable, the old structure. Because each of us are heaven sent. We, each of us, slipped into this timeline, into this incarnation, to serve the Great Awakening, to serve this pivotal point. So you want to remember, as you serve, you're going to be served. So it's sort of like, okay, hand me that which I agree to embody. Remind me again. So if you need to be reminded, that means that at some point you need to release the old paradigm. You need to release the old focus. They're asking each of us to receive that in whatever way is appropriate. You may have a visual exchange. You may just have an energy feeling. You may have a quickening. I literally have like a Star of David, but it's three-dimensional. So whatever arrives is perfect for you. But what we're doing is consenting. What we're doing is saying yes. So remember what we've been discussing. You can't have it both ways. You cannot be holding on to polarization, duality, your old beliefs, and enter the kingdom of heaven, enter 5D. So we're going to notice that which is glaringly obvious that needs to go next. They're saying, like, you know, take out, before you look at another, take the splinter or thorn or whatever Jesus said out of your own eye. You're going to start seeing with these energies, with this Shakti energy, you're going to start seeing what you've been avoiding, what's been coming up again and again. And it's sort of like, yeah, I know I go into fear. Yeah, I know I tend to react. Yeah, I know. Whatever it may be for you. This is turnstile. Here's Ganesh to help us with that movement. So he's like, he's like churning, almost like an ice cream maker or whatever, like churning, helping us relieve ourselves of the old circumstance, our old provisions, our old tendencies to move into our grandest claim as we will take full possession. Now, when they said full possession, I literally had as if I was moving into a home and the real estate agent was handing me the new keys. So feel that now. You may be receiving keys. You may be receiving another object. I see one person receiving like their higher heart. There's energy coming to your higher heart. But you want to have some kind of symbol, some kind of symbolic token of assurance that you're moving into the new. So remember, you got the new keys in the new house. There's still the moving that's still traveling back and forth. They're still cleaning up the old. They're still putting away. But you're holding the new keys. Now, as we receive that, we receive that divine dispensation. We receive that combined effort. Because remember, this is why, this is what we pledged to do. This is what we agreed to do. The 144 on earth, and however the truth of that is, they're saying they're different levels of truth. They're all correct. They're actually indicating depending on which level. So that's the whole thing. It's like, oh, what's truth? I've got Melchizedek that's like, well, rise to the occasion and discover yourself and report back. And report back. Because the mind is not going to understand until it's ready, until it's activated. And you'll understand with words, but not with true knowing. So this is what the upgrade is about. It's about us holding our divine presence in rapture, in bliss, in totality, in freedom, in readiness. So as we seal this activation, as we seal this remembrance of our holy, of our holiness, of our holy honor, we open up to our new position. We open up to our windfall. We open up to heaven's assurance. This is how we create miracles, because we no longer function out of lack. So it's not really a miracle, it's a correction. It's an openness to our true nature. Being one with Source, there's only abundance. So as we offer ourselves in readiness, we extend this energy to all of life. This means all of our various selves, all of the points on our particular timeline, in our personal history, story. We offer this to all searching for answers. Someone's about to channel Mary Magdalene. If you've been wondering, yes. Oh, yes. She's there. So you're wondering, is that really her? Let's start with that. Is that really her? Yes. They're showing me the card Belief and Suffering. You can't have it both ways. So there's a little bit of a leapfrog that needs to be made. So a leap of faith. Trust. Just trust. What's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? Put protection so you feel comfortable that you're opening up to only the highest energies. And then simply trust and see what happens. So as we pray, we offer ourselves to our new advancement, our new recognition, our demonstration of oneness with our true nature. Let us pray. There we go, 22 minutes exactly, Master Consciousness. 22 minutes, Master Number. Blows my mind. Blows my mind. That's the whole point, to step out of mind into holy assurance. 22 minutes. Notice where you don't feel ready. Notice where you feel like you need more work to do, or more work needs to be done before you can receive. Just notice it and invite it to relax and open up to full bloom. Open up to full bloom. Open up to full extension. Open up to full allowance. They're showing me, I saw this yesterday in someone's session, private session. They're showing me a blossoming onion. We have a restaurant out back here. Anyway, it's an onion they open up. It's yummy, a million caloric units of grease, probably aren't of the highest value. Anyway, delicious and yummy. But the point is, think of a lotus flower. If you don't want to think of that blooming onion, think of a lotus flower. Probably more relevant. But regardless, it's opening. It's opening. Opening to divine assurance. So it is. So it is. Those that are feeling like light language is coming, allow it. Your mind's playing tricks with you. It's there. Okay, so let us begin.